46-year-old South Sudanese career diplomat Charles Dickens Imene Olihea is accused of raping a woman in New York City, but has not been charged. New York police confirmed they took Olihea in for questioning on Sunday. They released him after he claimed diplomatic immunity. The 24-year-old alleged victim told police she was walking her dog around noon when the South Sudanese diplomat followed her inside the shared apartment building in Manhattan and forced his way into her apartment. The woman says he raped her twice. After the assault, the woman said she was in a state of shock and only filed a report several hours later after a friend convinced her to go to the police, according to the police report. Mayik Ayi Deng, South Sudan's Minister of Foreign Affairs and International Cooperation, told South Sudan in Focus he was shocked to learn that one of his diplomats was arrested on rape-related charges in New York. He says his ministry is paying close attention to the case.
We are governed by the Vienna Convention and all the declarations, UN declarations, and you are supposed as a diplomat to respect the host country laws. You're supposed to be guided by it and respect all the laws. For example, you're not even supposed to engage in business, doing business in the country that you're being deployed as a diplomat. So those things are very obvious and they are known to all the diplomats. And of course, human are humans. And when this situation happened, we will just have to look into it and be fair and just about it, because the issue of rape is a very serious issue that needed to be handled carefully and with all presumptions that the person is innocent until proven guilty.
Deng says diplomats, especially those sent on foreign missions, should maintain a high standard of morality so as not to jeopardize the image of their country.
The diplomat in question is a mid-level diplomat, is not a new person, and he's aware of all the principles and the guidelines that are supposed to be observed. The situation is just unfortunate, and like I said, it's a new situation. We are looking into it, and hopefully the next day or two, will give you more details of what the ministry and the country is doing.
Deng did not say whether the South Sudan government has recalled Olihea or whether the government would waive his diplomatic immunity if requested to do so by the U.S. Department of State. The State Department has not said if Olihea has left the country or if the U.S. government has asked to have his immunity revoked. The New York Post reported that the diplomat may have fled the U.S. The newspaper said, quote, no sounds came from inside Olihea's apartment Tuesday when the Post reportedly knocked and there was no light visible from behind a red curtain fluttering in a window, end quote. The State Department told the Post it takes the allegation seriously. We are aware of the incident, reference involving a diplomat accredited to the United Nations. A named representative told the Post in an email. The representative went on to say, we take this allegation seriously and we are working closely with the New York Police Department and the Mayor's Office of International Affairs, as we do in all legal and criminal cases involving foreign diplomats assigned to permanent missions and observer offices at the UN, end quote. When UN spokesman Stephen Dujarric was asked about the allegation in the Tuesday regular briefing, he responded, quote, we are aware of this. We have seen the press reports. I think any alleged rape or sexual assault needs to be fully investigated. This is a particular issue between the member state and the U.S. government, but we will keep an eye on it, end quote. For VOA News, I am Deng Gaideng in Bor.